Let's pray before we begin. Father, I pray that you would speak to every person listening today. I pray that their hearts would be open to hear exactly what you have for them, that each woman would be reminded of your love and goodness for them. Amen. Today's scripture is Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Our thoughts are much like a leaky faucet. A faucet may start out with a small drip, but when left unattended, can quickly become a broken floodgate, causing much damage. In the same way, our thoughts can quickly shift from a small impression to an overwhelming fire hose, causing us to fall into a downward spiral of despair. The truth is, the battle for everything in life begins in our minds. It's a place where we must make a choice. We can choose by faith to focus on God's love, goodness, and promises, regardless of our feelings, or we can choose to focus on our disappointment, feelings of rejection, and the impossibilities that lie before us. The Bible tells us that God's thoughts and intentions towards us are for good and not for evil. Sweet mom, God intends to bring blessing, not harm, into your life, to give you a future full of hope. Does that mean we can ignore our situation and pretend it doesn't exist? No. It does mean, however, that we need to submit our negative thoughts to the Word of God. We must, through practice, capture our thoughts and place them next to what the Bible declares are God's thoughts and intentions towards us. We must remind our problems that nothing is impossible for God, that God works all things out for our good, and that God is for us, not against us, and He is fighting for us because He loves us, even when we've made mistakes. Sweet sister, don't sit idly and let your thoughts run wild, causing damage in your heart and in your life. God has good things in store for you, regardless of what your situation looks like. Remember, nothing is impossible for God. So start practicing. Out loud declare the love and promises of God over yourself and your situation. Choose to focus on those things that are good and allow the God of the impossible to break into your situation. So let me ask you, what thoughts are holding you captive? What does the Bible say about God's thoughts and plans for you? Let's close today with prayer. Father, I pray that you would help each woman to take her thoughts captive. Remind her of your promises and love for her. Send others to encourage her, support her, and speak life over her. In Jesus' name, amen.